For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. It's expected to be early 2017 when Governor Nikki Haley becomes the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and Lieutenant Governor Henry McMaster becomes governor. But the developments are already impacting the 2018 elections. Haley will be leaving the governor's office after serving just 2 years of her second four-year term of office. McMaster, expected by many to seek the 2018 Republican nomination for governor when his term as lieutenant governor ends, now finds himself in the advantageous position for a possible run for governor as an incumbent. That's something no one expected until 2 weeks ago, and that is scrambling a race for what was being viewed as an open seat with Haley unable to run again. Filling in for Haley last week at a meeting of the leaders of the state's military installations, McMaster found a packed room along with a contingent of reporters and cameras on hand for his first public comment since news that he will soon be governor.
We'll note that until such time as Governor Haley becomes Ambassador Haley, she is very much Governor Haley, and I'm here on her behalf. South Carolina.
McMaster clearly isn't rushing things publicly, but he says transition efforts to the governor's office are underway.
When she becomes Ambassador Haley, you and Ambassador Haley, we will have a very smooth transition.
State Representative Tommy Pope of York was the first of what was expected to be a crowded field of Republican candidates to publicly state that he planned to run for governor. But Pope wasted little time in saying the recent events had changed his plans.
Working counter to the interim governor does nothing for the state of South Carolina, and so I won't be a part of that. I'll be a part of trying to do the best I can in my capacity as Speaker Pro Tem, as representative, and I'm going to work with Governor McMaster as hard as I can. And then when 2018 comes, I'll assess that, you know, at the time and again serve wherever I'm best to serve.
Days before President-elect Trump's selection of Haley for the UN job, GOP Senator Tim Scott, elected just last month to a full six-year term in the U.S. Senate, said he was considering a run for governor. Since the Haley-McMaster news, Scott has slightly backed off of his statement. Political reporter Andy Shane, Columbia bureau chief for the Charleston Post and Courier, says a Tim Scott-Henry McMaster Republican primary battle would pit two formidable candidates against one another.
Tim Scott is, with Nikki Haley, the most popular Republican politician we have in the state. He would become the first African-American governor if elected. Henry has been in the public eye, has been part of the establishment for so many years. I think that people might want that fresher face in Tim Scott and also in someone who's been in the U.S. Senate. That said, you know, Henry McMaster having 2 years in the governor's office, being able to establish maybe that he's changed a little bit as a Trump supporter. He was the first statewide politician in the country to support Donald Trump. So maybe he goes a little bit more with those kinds of policies, appeals to those voters who supported Donald Trump, and that might give him a little bit of an inside track going forward, whether Tim Scott is in the race or not.
Other Republicans reported to be eyeing a run for governor are Attorney General Alan Wilson, former Haley cabinet member Catherine Templeton of Charleston, and former Democratic State Senator Yancey McGill of Kingstree. And observers following the recent developments, including political reporter Andy Shane, are already speculating about Governor Haley's political future, a bid for the U.S. Senate, and possibly a run for the White House in 2024. So far, the names of any Democrats looking at a run for governor in 2018 haven't publicly surfaced. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.